This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to discard anything you are thinking about yesterday being the most important day of the week in terms of conversation, because that never is true. There's always something better and more interesting to talk about the next day. And so this hour is filled with things that you need to know, facts, and then there's the thing about that pesky little opinion department, the stories, the information. And so we get started at 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with James Comey. This is not one of those newsy things. This is one of those political intrigues. So before we get to the president and the second health care vote, let's talk about James Comey, the FBI director, who I would say the word I would use for him yesterday was sharp. He sharply defended his rationale for notifying Congress about the new emails related to the Hillary Clinton investigation, which was a couple of weeks before the election. And his suggestion, his strong suggestion, his sharp suggestion that he had affected the vote's outcome, he says, made him nauseous. The first public explanation about his actions, which, as we remember, didn't set well with the Democrats, didn't set well with Mrs. Clinton, and she blamed him for the loss she suffered. Well, she didn't really suffer a loss. She didn't get enough Electoral College votes. She had plenty of popular votes. So what Mrs. Clinton maybe should have been working on a long time ago when her husband was in the office, or maybe he could have worked on it. He had a lot of friends in Congress. How about you change the reality of the Electoral College? Okay, so anyway, he wasn't having a good time. And then Hillary once again goes public and blames Comey for the fact that she lost the election. If that had happened, if the election had been a week before it was, I would have won. Okay. So then the ball keeps rolling down the hill. One of her husbands, let's see, this guy worked for Obama. He worked for Clinton. He's been an operative for the Democrats for a long time. His name is David Axelrod. So Axelrod goes on one of these yak fests. I think he was on CNN. And then he takes a shot at Hillary Clinton for blaming Comey. He says she lost because she didn't visit key states in the Midwest. The exact verbiage, I believe, in quotations, Jim Comey didn't tell her not to campaign in Wisconsin. Jim Comey didn't say, don't put any resources into Michigan. Jim Comey didn't, and so he went on. So he takes a shot. So everybody had their shots. And I think Comey comes across as being pretty credible. I don't think he was, I don't know, because I'm not him. And that's what bothers me about all these other fools that go on, oh, this is what Mrs. Clinton meant, and this is what Trump meant, and this is what he meant, and this is what I... Now, ask him if you want to know what they meant. But at any rate, everybody was taking licks yesterday, taking cracks and licks. Meanwhile, back at the ranch in Washington, I sound like Walter Cronkite. And now, the rest of the news. So this is news, and it's good news. Congress preparing to vote today on another health care bill. Is there enough support for it? A little drama around it. It could The news media was happy to rip him to shreds because it was an embarrassment. It was horrible. It was awful when they didn't pass it last time. I didn't think that was the case at all. I think it's part of the learning curve. I've said that a lot. The learning curve of being the president, even the president says he didn't know what he was doing when he started, and he didn't know it would be so tough. So welcome to the world of arm twisting, Mr. President. So let's see, who says this is going to happen? A couple of Republicans, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Speaker Paul Ryan. McCarthy says, quote, we'll be voting on the health care vote. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. We'll be voting on the health care votes. That's what he says. I'm not going to interpret it. That's what he says. He says, we've got enough votes to pass this thing. It's a good bill. And then he got a lot of questions. Basically, he said to all of them, we're going to pass the bill. We're going to pass it. Let's be optimistic about life. Now, that's a good statement. We all ought to live by that statement. Let's be more optimistic. And then the news media stories, this has been a long-awaited problem to solve. There were promises made. It's May, for God's sakes. The guy just became president in January. What are you talking about? The mess that is Obamacare has been around for, what, 6 years? Started as soon as he got in. It took him a couple of years to pass it. So we weren't talking about this yesterday because the deal wasn't made until late in the day. There was a lot of momentum. And I love the, again, the news media says, there was furious lobbying going on. And there are plenty of skeptical lawmakers. The bill is teetering on the brink of collapse. Oh, my God, no. Can you imagine? How can we function in life without a health care bill? Get a life, you people. I'm functioning. Carol, you function okay without the health care bill? You're here.
Yeah, I'm functioning or something along those lines.
Yeah, well, it's the time of day, not the fact that the health care bill isn't making it or is. So the Conservative Freedom Caucus members say that they are for this, apparently. Michigan's Fred Upton. Wait a minute. He said no. Because the moderates think that it's not what it ought to be. And so whether Upton has enough of a voice when it comes to health care to affect this, he's on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, or he was there for a number of years. So the House Speaker and the whip, I love the way they have these names, these terminologies, going to whip the votes into shape. 216 votes are needed on the floor. So the House going on recess tomorrow means they better do this today. And they wouldn't do it if they didn't think they could pass it. I don't think, anyway. It wouldn't be good politics, wouldn't make a lot of sense. I don't really care, but a lot of people do. You may have the health care insurance that came down as a result of the Obamacare legislation, and it helped you out at first, and then after a couple of years, you afforded it, and then it got a little more expensive, and it got a little more expensive, and a little more, and more, and more. So people were just dropping out because they couldn't afford it. They join because they have all that hype. Jeepers, let's go. Let's get in there. I want to have some insurance. And then, woof, it's terrifying to look at some of these bills. Unga bunga. All right, let me just go backwards a little bit into the Hillary Clinton, James Comey thing. One of the things that came out yesterday, see, this is more amusing. The healthcare thing, okay, let's watch the politics and see how people perform. But this is back to the drama. It's like a midday soap opera. So what Comey said yesterday that I didn't say a few minutes ago, all the Hillary Clinton emails they examined, classified information. They got off of Anthony Weiner's laptop. Remember that? And Comey testified to that yesterday. He was being grilled by DiFi from California. He revealed the details about how the email ended up on Wiener's computer, because he was married at the time to Uma Abedin, who was the person most likely to be connected to Hillary at the hip, her personal assistant. And now she's being investigated for inappropriate communications. But at the time, Wiener was being investigated because of his communications with minors of the opposite sex. Remember that? Stand-up guy that he is. So some investigator had his laptop to see what was going on with him and the chickies. And, oh, wait a minute, look at this. All these emails from Hillary Clinton. Ha! So, I remember the first time we heard that. It's kind of a chuckler. The whole thing is kind of a chuckler. Hello, the election's not, it's over. Mrs. Clinton, you lost, according to the rules. Whether you don't like the rules, so work now. If you're not going to run for election anymore, then work to get rid of the Electoral College. And then the next time somebody gets stuck in the jam that you're in, they won't have lost because they'll have the popular vote, and that's all they need. But for now, you have lost. Go finish your book. Go on tour. Make a lot of money. Have a good life. Adios. 18 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm trying to remember the first song I heard. It was the fall of 1963. This is one of those vivid memories. My father was in the clothing business, and we used to, all of us, my sisters and I, worked with him. One of the things he did was create blazers for private schools. And we had something in the basement. We had a screening room in the basement. And we'd apply the logo of the schools to the lapel or to the pocket, and then it would get stitched on. So I was down in the cellar. It was October something or other, and this song came on the radio. And I never heard the Beatles before. And it was "She Loves You," and "I Want to Hold Your Hand," and "Please Please Me," and all that stuff that came almost instantaneously. And so is that, and I fell in love with the Beatles music the first time I heard the first song. There's something about these chords. Listen to how simple the chords are. Crank it up again. Listen to how simple that is. Alright, so in recognition of the attention, that part of it's great too, the way they play the guitar at the end. And the attention the Beatles continue to get, because they are the Fab Four, after all. They are the greatest musical influence of all time. I can say that, I think, without hesitation. And I'm sort of surprised. For some reason or other, I thought that Sirius had a channel that was devoted to the Beatles. I was shocked to find out that they didn't. There's an Elvis channel. There's a Bruce channel. There's a lot of the performers have their own channels. Frank Sinatra.
The Buffett channel.
There's a Willie Nelson channel, isn't there?
Yeah. So the Beatles channel will launch on the 18th at 9:09 a.m., which is because of this song. You can crank this up a little bit. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. The was going to be a weekday morning show, which was part of this thing. A lot of these channels have live jocks, and so there will be a live host on the morning show on the Beatles channel, and lots of interviews, as you can imagine, and the material that they have for this goes on and on and on and on and on. My God. Here's another one.
They have a request line, too.
Do they really?
Well, there's lots of requests.
Requesting this. Here we go. Crank it up, Gara. Send all my love to you. As you can imagine, Ringo and Paul are all over this, and you can be sure they'll be all over it when they turn it on. McCartney said yesterday, I still remember the thrill of when we first heard our music on the radio, but I don't think any of us would have imagined what we have now, and that is our own Beatles radio channel. Ringo said, this is great news. Now you can listen to the Beatles anytime, any place. Peace and love, he always says that. So the channel is going to play a new stereo mix of Sgt. Pepper on the 1st of June. That's the 50th anniversary of the release of that album.
Love that album. So good.
Yeah. Dubbed Pepper Day. Commentary from the late George Martin and his son Giles Martin, who were able to put the mixes together for the new Sgt. Pepper special edition. George Martin, in many ways, was responsible for the way this thing, all these songs came out. This especially, because in Eleanor Rigby was very, very prominent that George Martin had gotten involved. Good, 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 good. Sirius XM Beatles Channel, 28 after the hour. Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries, offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday until 1 p.m., shop early birds for the perfect gift for mom. And friends and family take an extra 20% off. Give her diamond earrings for just $39.99. $15.99 Sonoma pajamas, and spring candles only $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's Super Saturday. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid May 4th through 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Minutes after the hour, he said strongly. Yes, I did say it strongly because I mean it. When I say something, I mean it. Coming up, the police blotter. But first, Kara and I discussing the whole idea of equality. There is a lot of inequality in our country, and it's important. So let's go back to what's going on in Washington today, because you'd think by looking at news media accounts, the only thing that makes any difference in Washington today was the aforementioned vote on the health care bill. Not so fast. Senator Jeff Merkley and Representative David Cecil, both Democrats, have introduced the Equality Act of 2017. Let's find out what's in the bill.
Federal lawmakers want to make it illegal to discriminate against a person because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Today in most states, you can get married on Saturday, post your wedding photos on Facebook on Sunday, and get fired from your job or kicked out of your apartment on Monday just because of who you are. This is completely wrong.
So they've reintroduced the Equality Act, which seeks to amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to include gender identity and sexual orientation. The Civil Rights Act currently bans discrimination based on sex, color, race, religion, or national origin. Half of the country's LGBTQ population live in states that currently allow employment, housing, or public accommodations discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The Equality Act was first introduced in the House in 2015, but it died in subcommittee. This time around, the bill is co-sponsored by at least 240 lawmakers from both the House and the Senate. It's reportedly the most support a piece of pro-LGBTQ legislation has ever received from its onset. Florida Representative Ileana Ross-Leighton is the only Republican co-sponsoring it. She recently announced her plans to retire next year.
Hmm. Okay. So the bill adding sexual orientation and gender identity to the Civil Rights Act 1964. Who would have thunk it? Under the circumstances, the prohibition of discrimination on the basis of sex or gender identity or sexual orientation is A-OK with me. I think it's about time we grow up and maybe grow a pair, if that's your, maybe people want to have a, I didn't even think of that when I said that. Maybe add a pair. Whatever it is that you want to do, it's you. As long as it isn't Bradley Manning going into the service, or he gets caught and sent to jail, and then he expects us, and then we did actually pay for his sexual change operation as taxpayers. That was nonsense. However, in general, live your life the way you want to live your life. If you don't hurt anybody, you hurt yourself, that's fine. That's your decision. If you don't hurt anybody else, why is it anybody else's business what your sexual identity is? What your gender orientation? Who cares?
Yeah, and in this case anyways, you know, they're talking about jobs or the place where you live. If you're paying your rent or you're doing a good job at work, then your sexual
If a dog is not allowed in your apartment, you got a dog, then that's something different. If no smoking in your apartment and you're smoking, something different.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That goes for anyone.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't matter about your sexual identity.
Right.
But if you're doing all of the right things, then it shouldn't matter who you like or who you're married to. You know, your landlord shouldn't be concerned with that.
That's right. I'm with you. Kara Schilling in the studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen, the police blotter now. Let's start with a rehash of what happened to police officer Michael Slager. Remember earlier this week he pled guilty to a civil rights offense, shooting Walter Scott, the unarmed black man, in the back. This has been going on for 2 years. But, hello, it was caught on video. It was as plain as the nose on your face. So is he going to get what he deserves? Well, he'll get something. If he goes to jail, he'll probably have some fun with the Bubba and the Love Sponge, if you know what I mean. So now, that was a high-profile case. It's taken him a couple of years to settle it. Here's another one. A couple of Baton Rouge police officers will not face charges for the shooting death of Alton Sterling. Remember him? Sterling shot, killed by police while selling CDs outside of a convenience store. The police got a call saying a person matching Sterling's description had threatened somebody with a gun. So police got to the scene. They saw Sterling. They pinned him to the ground. And then they shot him a number of times, saying that Sterling had a gun in his pocket. Apparently, Sterling didn't have a gun in his pocket. So, as you can imagine, the death sparked a lot of demonstrations against the Baton Rouge Police Department, and another black guy got shot and killed by police in the protest. So it's police, none, black guys, two, or maybe the other way around.
Yeah, so, and there was another one recently in Texas with a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah. So they don't face federal charges. They don't face civil rights charges. But I don't think they're off the hook yet, because there are a lot of people, not sure how this all works. There are a lot of people that are in Louisiana that want to have these guys face charges. Wouldn't you think it'd be cut and dried? Because Sterling wasn't doing anything. He was just the wrong guy at the right place. or the wrong guy at the wrong place. That's the way I remember. So you wonder sometimes about all of this stuff and what goes on. Here's a symptom of what's wrong. There are a series of crime lab scandals being investigated in Oregon as we speak. Scientists there in the crime lab accused of stealing pills. There were evidence. The lady faces federal charges, been put on leave because she worked on 1,500 cases. All of her work is considered tainted. So the state police are investigating this lab. Apparently there are other things that have happened there. The department issued the following statement. A forensic scientist matched a fingerprint without following proper procedure, then altered his report to make it seem like he had done the work properly. And now there are hundreds more cases that this guy worked on that are in question. So you wonder why people like me don't like the death penalty. I don't like it because of this stuff. It doesn't act as a deterrent either. Here's another one down in Broward County in Florida. Whistleblower accusing the crime lab there of overstating the significance of DNA tests that yielded inconclusive results. The same lab has been the subject of multiple internal affair investigations after an analyst used tainted drug evidence in cases, and so now all those cases are being questioned. And in New Jersey, state judge there stated that the nearly 1,500 drug convictions from one crime lab worked on these 1,500 cases, all may be tainted after it was discovered he faked the results of a marijuana test. So there you go. Your tax dollars at work. State police, local police, a lot of these people work hard to get convictions. Some of them make stuff up in order to get convictions on the wrong people. Happens to blacks, happens to whites. Police are not perfect. They make mistakes. Some of them are honest and some of them are not. I'm not tainting the police. I'm tainting the process. And once again, a question as to whether or not there ought to be the death penalty. Of course, at the hands, if you're around the two guys from Baton Rouge or you're around Slager, he'll take care of the death penalty on his own by executing you on the spot, which last time I checked wasn't legal. All right. Press freedom in the focus. 44 after the hour. That's next here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday until 1 p.m., shop early birds for the perfect gift for mom. And friends and family take an extra 20% off. Give her diamond earrings for just $39.99. $15.99 Sonoma pajamas, and spring candles only $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's Super Saturday. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid May 4th through 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges...
That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
47 past the hour now. Doug Steffen, the Good Day overview of what's going on. I want to go back to the police for just a second, because there are every day examples of things that happen against the police. So I bring about, and the news media are happy to take shots at these police officers who deserve to have the discreditation that they have. But then things that make it difficult, or make it, you know, you go to work every day and you wonder sometimes if you're on the street what's going to happen. If you're in New York, the authorities there telling a story about three members of the MS-13 gang that chased the police around with machetes over the weekend. How'd you like to have that? Machetes that, you know, can easily lop off your arm, your head, whatever. You see those movies with the machetes in them? You want somebody chasing you around like that? How'd you like that?
And the only thing that's confusing to me about that, and obviously it's horrible and I don't know why anyone would do that, but I always wonder how those people make it out alive. It's like when you're getting chased with a machete, those people survive, but the other people who aren't armed don't. It's very confusing.
Right. Another report on freedom of the press. How are we doing in that department? Let's find out.
The U.S. State Department commemorated this year's World Press Freedom Day with some words of praise for how America treats the media. In a short statement Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson applauded journalists as the guardians of democratic values and ideals. And he maintained the U.S. has a strong track record of protecting and advocating for free press around the globe. But that strong track record has actually been getting weaker. The U.S. currently comes in at number 43 in the World Press Freedom Index, two spots lower than it ranked last year. Reporters Without Borders points to President Donald Trump as one of several reasons for the decline. Trump has repeatedly criticized the media during his presidential campaign and has continued to as president.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
But former President Barack Obama's relationship with the press wasn't great either. Many critics have accused the Obama administration of undermining freedom of the press by cracking down on whistleblowers.
They all do the same thing. They all do the same thing. What serves them well? What a bunch of whiners. My God. Ugh. These people. I like the way I was thinking of the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes, the news media. Guardians of the Galaxy. Hooray for them. 10 before the hour.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Time to listen to your dog and your cat and all of your pets, in fact, because they'll be talking with Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show fame, author, psychiatrist. I think, Warren, you always say you're more of a psychiatrist to the owners of the dogs and cats, the pets, than you are to the pets. Some people think you have to work the pet over, but it's usually the owner that needs working over, right?
Absolutely.
All right. There's a focus on people liking smaller dogs that I want to talk about, plus how do you speak to your dog? How do you train your dog so your dog actually listens? Let's see what Warren has to say about that in just a moment here.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. Check him out at petshow.com. So this trend towards smaller dogs, why and how?
You know, it kind of caught me off guard, too, because 64% of North Americans own pets. And out of that 64%, 54% own dogs that are under 25 pounds. And of that 50-some-odd percent, 30% own dogs that are under 9 pounds. So there's a big trend towards smaller dogs. And I don't know exactly why that is. Maybe it may be the fact that people are traveling more with their dogs, spending more time with their dogs. There are certain conveniences of having a smaller dog over a larger dog. And I think, you know what, I think it's a nurturing factor, too. Listen, I nurture whatever moves, okay? But the bottom line is a lot of people find it easier to nurture a smaller dog, you know, something they can pick up and cuddle and hold than a larger dog. So that may be part of it, too, because a lot of parents who are kids are off at college or their kids are all grown up and married on their own are now kind of in the need for nurture. And I guess a small dog is a little bit easier to nurture. Not for me. I like the bigger the better. But for some people, small dogs are a little easier to nurture.
Yeah. All right. So there's an online course that I ran across entitled How to Speak So Your Dogs Will Listen. If you have a problem with your dog, the behavioral, the aggression that some have, some have hyperactivity, some of them are anxious about things, I find it's mostly the humans who are responsible for that. The dog is going to reflect whatever the humans do. Yes, sir.
There's no doubt about it, but it's also the way people speak. For example, in the wild, the tones are so important. So when someone comes home and they're speaking, especially around children, the children are really excited and they're animated, the dog picks up on that. Here's what I do. I spend at least 10 to 15 minutes every single day. Now, this may sound a little crazy, Doug, and you know I would never sound crazy, but at least 10 to 15 minutes every day sitting down, talking to my dogs, just the way I'm talking to you right now. I'll talk politics, I'll talk religion, I'll talk whatever I want. And the more conversation, when I was studying in Europe, the more conversations you have with your pet, the more their vocabulary is better, and they understand the tone. So, for example, if you say to your dog, "What a good dog," the dog's still going to think you're yelling at him. But if you said, "What a bad dog," it's the same thing. So the tone of voice is really important when you're trying to relay information or start a conversation with your dog, or your cat for that matter, Doug, or a cow.
I don't think I ever... I yelled at Charlotte, I think, twice in her life when she started a fight once with Frankie and started a fight with somebody else. She was very much the alpha dog. And
she was in trouble. But yeah, the most important thing is talk calmly to your dog. Talk calmly to your cat. The calmer you are, the more you talk to them, the better the relationship will be. It's really that easy.
She tuned into everything and all of my moods, but my favorite word with her wasn't English. It was Urubuda. She was the Urubuda dog. And she knew what Urubuda meant. She was an Urubuda.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.